Stand. Thank you. of the rest. She says that happy is better by far, and the money she has you can keep in a jar. Can you see? Can you see? Oh Lord, look at me, yeah. Can you see the money tree growing?
From the album Second Damnation, that was The Damnation of Adam Blessing and The Money Tree. Before that, a group called Color Haze did a song called Ocean. The Chris Robinson Brotherhood with From the North Garden had the Beach Boys from the Surf's Up album with Feel Flows. Started out with two from Noy, both from the 75 album. We heard Hero and Issy. Good evening. You are listening to The Fourth Dimension here over the airwaves of WJCU on the campus of John Carroll University. Heard at 88.7 FM as well as WJCU.org. I am your host, Dave Swanson, each and every Wednesday evening from 10 p.m. to midnight. Happy New Year, one and all, as we get 2022 rolling. Let's make it a good one, shall we? Thank you for tuning in. Got a couple hours worth of music here for you. Going to continue on right now. This is David Bowie with Wild Eyed Boy from Free Cloud.
Down, undetected by the stars, and the hangman plays the mandolin before he goes to sleep, and the last thing on his mind is the wild-eyed boy imprisoned neath the covered wooden shaft. Folds the rope into its back, blows his pipe of smolders, blankets smoke into the room, and the day will end for some. As the night begins for one, staring through the message in his eyes lies a solitary sun. From the mountain called the Free Cloud, where the eagle dare not fly, and the patience in his eye gives no indication for the townsmen to decide. So the village dreadful yawns, pronouncing gross diversion as the label for the dog. Oh, it's the madness in his eyes as he breaks the night to cry, it's really me. Snow and save the place for the wild-eyed boy from Free Cloud. And the village dreadful cried as the rope began to rise, for the smile stayed on the face of the wild-eyed boy from Free Cloud. And the women once proud clutched the heart in the crowd as the boulder smashed down from the mountain's hand, from the magic and the stare of the wild-eyed boy said, "Stop the cloud, they won't think to cut me down. No, no, no." But the cottages fell like a playing card hell, and the tears on the face of the wise boy came trembling down to the rumbling ground. And the missionary mystic of peace love stumbled back to cry among the clouds.
Together. reality. In the future, with all its empty seats, I've never had no real sci-fi insight. Once in a while, I feel this way all the time. The very first life form tells me a joke. What was that thing you said when nobody spoke? Now all gone, now all gone, now all gone, now all gone.
was a speck that's flying by. Red lights and I don't know why. Seems that I spend most of my time watching the planes go by. The windows open, the curtains blow. Round my
me donne n'a plus le même prix. très facile. Tu ne t'arrêtes pas, allant de ville en ville, sans jamais que tu reviennes sur tes pas. Te souciant peu que j'ai le mal de toi. Te souciant peu que j'ai le mal de toi. Je n'attends plus personne. Non, je n'attends plus rien. Je n'attends plus personne.
Go home, and the plastic's all melted, and so is the chrome. Who are the brave all melted and the chrome is too soft?
Freak Out, that was the Mothers of Invention, and Who Are the Brain Police? We had Francois Hardy with J'ai un attends plus personne. Elton John did Watching the Planes Go By, and that's from a set of recordings done in 1968 that preceded the Empty Sky album, and all those were compiled onto an album titled Regimental Sergeant Zippo. Came out last year for Record Store Day. And is the actual first Elton John album that never happened at the time. Echo and the Bunnymen from BBC Sessions did All My Colors. had Devendra Banhart with Now All Gone. Damon Albarn from Blur from his most recent solo LP. And Polaris started out with David Bowie and Wild-Eyed Boy from Free Cloud. You're tuned into the Fourth Dimension here on WJCU on this, the 5th of January, 2022. These are the Yardbirds.
Flowers bloom and I, no one watching to cry. Only the black rose stands up to the sky. Only the black rose stands up to the sky. Only the black rose.
There was this stranger who came into our town. He was tall and had a dark look about him, and a special brilliance was in his eyes. When he looked at us, there was the feeling that he could see right down to the bottom. We may have been mistaken in this, but at the time, no questions were asked. The questions always come later. All we cared about was the mystery we sensed in this stranger, and we waited to see what would happen. One evening, that was different from any other, he got us all together in the big auditorium. He stood there on the huge stage. The only light was on him, and we waited in the dark. Then, out of his tallness came the chanting. First, as a whisper we could hardly hear. The flippity chip on the pippity pop. The flippity chip on the pippity pop. It didn't make any sense. We were caught up in something we didn't understand. He had trapped us without our knowing it. Possibly it was his manner. And we came alive to him as he slowly moved us with his chant through the land of hush. into insistent, savage, throbbing crescendos of ecstasy, as if it were the only thing we could do. We started to chant with him. The flippity-jib-bum, the bibbity-bop, the flippity-jib-bum, the bibbity-bop. And he was up on the high stage, laughing with all his might, shouting, yes, yes, yes. But there were those among us who were jealous of his powers, who felt they should be in the center of the stage, with the light shining on them. They were against our hero in the chanting, and are going to be with him every free moment. And so, little by little, a little later, these critics set to work to make nonsense out of the sense of what we were doing. And they succeeded. They destroyed our hero's faith in himself. He didn't have it anymore. After a few disappointing times in the big auditorium, the light gone out of him, we all stopped going. And the man who had once seemed so tall and who now seems so much smaller left our town, saying no, no, no. We lived through the boredom of the time that followed, telling each other pale stories of what once was and what might have been if. We lived on histories and hopes. We did this until the miracle we never thought would happen again happened. Another stranger came into our town, and he too was tall and dark and had eyes that could look right down into the bottom of you. And he got us all together in the big auditorium, and with the light on him, we were in the dark. He chanted, flippity-jib-bum, the bippity-bop, the flippity-jib-bum, the bippity-bop. And we joined in, and the magic was in us. And he was laughing, and all his might was with him, and he was shouting, yes, yes, yes. But there were those among us who were jealous and so forth. You know what they did. Little by little, a little later, they put us back on the narrow path. This is the way things have been in our town for as long as anyone cares to remember. By the way, how are things in your town?
This next number, I'm particularly pleased that they've committed to Wax on their new album, Nursery Crime, because it's always been one of their good stage numbers. It's The Musical Box. First of all, our court jester, Mr. Peter Gabriel, would probably like to say a few words about it.
Henry, Henry, Henry! What's happened to our game of croquet?
Cried little Henrietta. Henry found croquet completely irresistible, and so he rushed out onto the front lawn to join his little sister. Just as play was about to commence, she raised her croquet mallet in the air, and with one fair swoop, she removed little Henry's head. This had the effect of killing him. But 2 weeks later, she was in Henry's old room and she found an old musical box which used to play the tune of Old King Cole. And when she opened the musical box and the tune began to ring out, a strange, somewhat familiar pair of green knickerbockers were mysteriously lowered from the ceiling. Into these, Henry was dropped. He'd been given a second round. Always a bit on the roundy side, Henry found himself a young lady, and he led this young lady up the old wooden stairs into the attic to show off his very fine water tank. The nurse was downstairs, however, and she heard strange noises, so rushed up, picked up the musical box, and instinctively smashed it into the bearded child, destroying both. In the middle of this number, we've arranged for a small pair of satin green knickerbockers to be lowered from the BBC Paris studios, into which, very casually, a naked Eddie Waring will be dropped. This is called The Musical Box.
that I may join with you. All your hearts now seem so far from me. It hardly seems to matter now. And the nurse will tell you lies of a kingdom beyond the skies. But I'm lost within this half world. It hardly seems to matter now. Play me my song. Play me my song.
I know.
She's a lady, she's got time. Brush back your hair and let me get to know your face. She's a lady, she is mine. Oh, brush back your hair and let me get to know your flesh. I've been waiting here for so long. You stand there with your fixed expression, casting doubt on all I have to say. Why don't you touch me, touch me? Why don't you touch me, touch me? We'll be right back.
And that was Quicksilver Messenger Service with Cobra, The Great Society, The Daydream Nightmare, from a BBC radio session. That was Genesis with The Musical Box, complete with Gabriel, introduction to the song. Ken Nordine did Flibberty Jib. Started out with The Yardbirds and Only the Black Rose. Got one last set of music for you this evening. Once again, Happy New Year to one and all out there. Thank you for tuning in. Gonna kick off this last set with Psychic TV. This is a song called We Kiss.
Pale for weariness of climbing heaven and gazing on the earth, wandering companionless, among the stars that have a different birth, and ever changing like a joyless eye that finds no object worth its constancy.
Ooh la, 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 oo change into a flying fish, and then I would be happy, yes I would. Ooh la, ooh la, ooh la, ooh la, ooh la la la.
Ooh la la la.
Ooh la, ooh la, ooh la, ooh la,
ooh la la la. Ooh la la la. Flying fish came down to sea just to have made this plea. Seeing the poor oyster, she said this cannot be. An oyster has to stay inside, and the flying fish must flee all the time.
Ula. Was heard to say, if I could find a place to stay, I know I would be happy, yes I would. Ula, 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 ula,
ula, ula, ula,
ula, ula, ula, ula, ula, ula, ula, ula, ula,
thank you.
tries to soothe my so-called fear. Bring to life these empty years. Though the rain may be washing all these roads, there's my mind keeping lingering behind. Hands to touch me when I'm cold, a friendly face as I grow old. In this way trouble is that in 100 years from now I will be dead.
From their 1969 LP, that was Hardin and York with 100 Years From Now. Before that, Hawkwind from the All Aboard the Skylark album, released in 2019. That was a song called 65 Million Years Ago. Had Jacko Gardner from his 2015 release, Hypnophobia, heard the title track. Before that, we had Kevin Ayers and the Oyster and the Flying Fish, and a couple from Marianne Faithful, who celebrated a birthday last week, turning 75 years old. We heard Morning Sun from one of her earlier recordings. Before that was To the Moon, her interpretation of a Shelley poem from her most recent album, She Walks in Beauty. Started that set out with Psychic TV and We Kiss. And now we'll wrap up the program this evening as we kick off 2022. Hope you all have a great year ahead of you. Good things for all of us. We'll see you next week.